Next item is a report from second quarter internal audit. Don Woods, our auditor.
During this quarter, basically did a personnel file audit, a follow-up of an audit that I did last quarter, and a quarterly P-card review. The personnel file audit came about as the general manager had a reason to look at some files. He had some concerns about our personnel files and the contents and lack of information in a couple of them. So he directed me to perform an extensive audit of those personnel files. And basically looked at all current employees and former employees back to about 2001, which amounted to about 250 personnel files. Basically, what I'm going to do is go over what I found in the recommendations that we are in the process of implementing for those. The first area I'm going to go over is the performance evaluations. I looked at FY95 to current, and we basically had 8% of them, 8% of the performance that were not performed. In addition, in FY04, there were several that were submitted electronically that never made it to the personnel file. In order to solve this problem, I've met with Monica, and she is in the process of developing a tracking and monitoring process. We had one in place, but it was not complete. She is in the process of updating that process. And also, because of those that were submitted electronically that did not make them to the personnel file, I'm recommending that we submit those original signed documents to HR. This will cause the possibility exists somebody could go in and fraudulently recreate their file in electronically. So to get the original document in the file, I'm recommending that goes. And Monica concurs and management concurs with that. The second area that I was a little concerned to me, and I think legal also, in going over former employees that found medical information, mainly from the drug testing, from pre-employment drug testing was mainly where that was made up of. They are in the process of taking that information out, and in the future, all medical information will be maintained in a separate file.
Found the rule that you can't put them down.
Okay. In your handout or booklet, we provided the HIPAA Privacy Act. The reason for that basically says that if you're a covered employer, you are required to take reasonable steps to keep this information confidential. And to do that, our process is to put that in a separate file, separate from the personnel file, because people that don't need to see the medical information do have access to that personnel file, supervisor such as that. Also, notice missing documents in the files. There were, in about 50% of former employees, there were not, there was no evidence of negative interview or documentation for why there was not one. In addition, from calendar year 80 to FY01, it appears that all personnel action forms have been purged from the files. Basically, what we're going to do to solve that problem, what's being done, is Monica is developing a process to handle new hires and terminated employees. another area of concern was disciplinary actions. There was an inconsistency in the documentation of those disciplinary actions, and there was also an inconsistency in the handling of those throughout the basin, because we are what's being done to correct that is Monica and her staff are in the process of developing procedure training classes for our supervisors that will be mandatory. Additionally, I noticed a lack of consistency in the layout of the files. And what Mark is doing to address this situation is they're going to develop a format, a layout, a design, a layout for the file, and then go in and check all the files and put them in that layout. So, but overall, in FY05, I noticed that our performance evaluations, I think we're like 98%. So that is improving. go to the next file. Next one. As I stated before, management does concur with these recommendations, and human resources is in the process of updating these and making these corrections and recommendations. Next, please. And last year, I did an audit of the Central Basin operations, and to refresh your memory, there were two findings. One was a separation of duties issues regarding cash collection for the composting operations, and the second was Peacock administration. And I went in and reviewed these two areas, and Central Basin has hired another employee, so there is no longer a separation of duties issue. And one employee collects the money, and the other responsible for reconciling and depositing the money. The second, I reviewed the PCAR for this quarter and found them to be in excellent shape. And so as a result, those two issues I have been addressed in that report. every quarter we give an audit of the PCARs out at satellite offices. We basically review all transactions to make sure there's a valid receipt for those transactions, and then we select the payment type and we review those in detail. I did this at all of our satellite offices and found all our satellite offices to be in compliance with our policies and procedures. And I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have over anything that I've discussed or any questions that you have. Period.
Any questions?
Thank you.